Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 9, Mishnah 10. The Mishnah continues in a similar vein of the previous two Mishnahs. Says the Mishnah, Nafal habayis ala v'alimai. If a home falls on a fellow and his mother, and he didn't have any children, so he has no inheritors in terms of his own biological children, and we don't know who died first. The inheritors of the son, for example, his brothers from his father's side, they say the mother died first, and then her son died. So it comes out at the time of the death of the mother, the son inherited, and therefore they should inherit that son. However, the inheritors of the mother say, again, that would be relatives of the mother from her father's side, they say the son died first, and therefore he didn't inherit his mother, because halacha is that a dead son obviously doesn't inherit his mother. Therefore, we are the rightful inheritors. Says the Mishnah, Eilu ve'eilu moedin, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree in this situation, she'achleiku, that the halacha is that they divide it evenly. Because since they both come from a proper possibility of having Yerusha, of having an inheritance, and each of them has a similar claim, one doesn't have more of a claim than the other, the halacha is, it's divided. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Maidani Bazaar, I would tell you that in this situation as well, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would argue with one another, and Beis Hillel would hold, Shanachasim Bechaz Kasan, that the property stays where it is. The Gemara explains that what that means to say is that it actually stays in the property of the inheritors, the heirs of the mother. Why is that? Because when the mother became an almana, when she became widowed, then we say the nechas on the property was hers. So it comes out that it stays within her home, within her shevet, within her family. Therefore, her inheritors, that means to say, inheritors that are related to her from her father's side, they're the ones that inherit. Amalei Ben Azai said back to Rabbi Akiva, ala chalukinonu mitzdarin. On the machlokes, on the disagreements of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the previous Mishnayos, we feel pain that there's a discord, that not everybody agrees the same halacha. El Shabbos Lachlik, Aleinu Es HaShaman, in this initiate Mishnah, where we finally have peace and harmony, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that it's Yachleiko, that they divided. You're coming to say that in this situation they also have a machlekes. Therefore, he would hold, like the previous halacha in the Mishnah, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would both agree that they divide it. This concludes Perek Tes, Chapter 9. I'd like to give a small introduction to Perek Yud, Chapter 10. Perek Yud is called Get Pashut, and even though the word get usually to most of us sounds like the document that's given for a divorce, we already spoke about this in the beginning of Maseches Gittin, that get really means any document. So the Mishnah here speaks about two types of documents that are quite different in the way that they appear. One is called a Get Pashut, and one is called the Get Mekushar. One is a simple, straight document, and one is one that is bound and folded. Now, halacha is that the normal way that they would make documents in those days was called a get pashut, a simple piece of paper, and all the text was written on that one side of the paper, similar to any way that we would write on a piece of paper nowadays. A get mekushar was a much more complex type of document, and the way that a get mekushar was done was they would write one or two lines of the actual Torah Fashtar, which means to say the essence of the shtar. Then they would fold the paper, kind of like when we made paper fans as kids, and they would sew it. And then they would write a few lines on the next fold, and they would fold it over again, and they would sew it, until the entire text of the shtar of the document was recorded. Now, why did they do that? So the Gemara says the whole reason that they made something called the Get Mekushar really was for divorces. And the Chacham instituted that because of the Kohanim. It seems like the Kohanim were kapdonim. The Gemara explains that they were very particular on their wives, and they would easily get angry and want to divorce their wives. But if you gave them a little bit of time to cool down, then they would retract their angry sentiments. So the halacha is, and by the way, once they divorce, once a kohen divorces his wife, he can never remarry her again because she's a grusha, and a kohen is prohibited from marrying a divorcee. Therefore, they instituted this concept called the Get Mekushar, which takes very long to write. You write it, you fold it, you sew it, so that in the interim, the fellow should calm down. And because of Gitei Nashim, because this was done with divorce documents, they also did it by monetary documents, documents for loan, or documents that were transactional. If a person wanted to do that, the halacha is they could do that as well. And we'll see in the upcoming Mishnah some of the halachas where they differ. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.